Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1252, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Johnny Marvin, Jimmy McHugh, Noble Sissle, and Ted Kohler, and doggone it, we'll have a doggone segment. He's been heard plenty of times over the years, but near as I can tell, he had his last birthday segment back in 2013, so it's high time he had another. Last week, July 11th, marked the birth in 1887 in Butler, Oklahoma, of John Senator Marvin, better known as crooner and master of the ukulele, Johnny Marvin. He left home at age 16 to join a traveling show called the Royal Hawaiians, playing steel guitar and ukulele. After serving in the Navy in World War I, he toured with the vaudeville group Sergeant Marvin and the Four Camerons and recorded with Charles Sargent. His first solo recording was You Know Me, Alabama, on the Radiex label in 1924. In the mid-20s, he signed with Columbia as Johnny Marvin, the ukulele ace, but recorded for other labels under pseudonyms including Jimmy May and his uke, Ukulele Luke, Elton Spence, Billy Hancock, Ken Wallace, and his most popular name, Honey Duke and his uke, on the Harmony label. In 1926, he appeared in the Broadway show Honeymoon Lane, and the following year signed an exclusive contract with Victor. In 1928, he went to London to promote his signature model Johnny Marvin tenor ukulele, manufactured by the Harmony Musical Instruments Company of Chicago. Back in the U.S., he was on NBC Radio from 1932 to 1935 with his daily show, Johnny Marvin Tenor. In 1937, he began working for his friend Gene Autry as a composer and producer on the Melody Ranch show, and writing about 80 songs for Autry's films. During World War II, he entertained troops in the South Pacific where he contracted dengue fever, which led to his death from a heart attack in 1945. Here are three from Johnny Marvin. Thank you.
One little raindrop, two little raindrops seem to worry you. Gee, but you feel blue. But remember, do that one little sunbeam, two little sunbeams, chase them from the sky. So if it rains or if it shines, here's what you ought to try. Just keep on hum, 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 humming all the while. And soon there'll come, 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 come a little smile. And you'll be half, 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 happy all the day. And soon your trub, 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 trouble roll away. So when you wake, 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 wake up in the morning, don't lay in bed and dread the skies of gray, because they can't always be blue. So when things go wrong with you, just hum, hum, hum your troubles away. Dark clouds, two little dark clouds in your sky you'll find. You'll think that fate's unkind, but just bear in mind that one little rainbow, two little rainbow makes your gray sky blue. So if it rains or if it shines, here's what you ought to do. Just keep on hum, 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 humming all the while. And soon there'll come, 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 come a little smile. And you'll be half, 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 happy all the day. And soon your trub, 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 trouble roll away. And when you wake, wake, wake up in the morning, don't lay in bed and dread the skies of gray, because they can't always be blue. So when things go wrong with you, just hum, 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 hum your troubles away.
Thank you.
Back in 2012, I played a copy of that record in much worse condition and couldn't even tell you the name of the vocalist. But there you have a fine copy of Calling by the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, with vocal by Johnny Marvin, although he's not credited on the label of Columbia 982-D, recorded March 19, 1927. Calling was written by John Golden and Raymond Clagas. Before that, some good advice, Hum Your Troubles Away, written by Cliff Friend and Harry Woods. Johnny Marvin showing off his vocal, ukulele, and scatting talents on Victor 20288, made October 26, 1926. We started a little tribute to Johnny Marvin with Ude Bowman's 12th Street Rag as a duet with guitarist William Carolla. Victor 20386 was recorded December 2nd, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. His name has been mentioned 171 times on the show. His tunes have been played dozens of times, and you've even heard a vocal or two, but he's never had his own birthday segment. That changes tonight. Last week, July 10th, marked the birth in 1894 in Boston of James Francis McHugh, to James A. McHugh, a plumber, and Julia A. Collins, from whom he received his first music lessons. Better known throughout his life as Jimmy, his first success came in 1917 with the World War I song, Keep the Love Light Burning in the Window Till the Boys Come Marching Home. The lyrics were written by Jack Cadogan, with whom McHugh collaborated for the next 10 years. After working as a rehearsal pianist and song plugger in Boston, in 1921 McHugh relocated to New York City, landing a job with music publisher Jack Mills. McHugh worked with many lyricists, but most successfully Dorothy Fields, whom he met in 1927, and who will be getting her own birthday segment next week. Around 1930, Fields and McHugh moved to Hollywood and worked on numerous films until around 1935, when Fields began working primarily with Jerome Kern and McHugh with Harold Adamson. For their several World War II patriotic songs, they were awarded a Presidential Certificate of Merit by Harry Truman. In 1951, McHugh founded the Jimmy McHugh Polio Foundation, and from 1960 was a director of ASCAP. In 1969, McHugh announced his intention to give his manuscripts, documents, and memorabilia to the USC Performing Arts Archives. He died at home in Beverly Hills on May 22, 1969. Here are three of Jimmy McHugh's tunes, unencumbered by lyrics. Thank you. It's been a while since we've heard from Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, but there they were with I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, composed by Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskill. Before that, pianist Frank E. Banta, who shares composer credit with Jimmy on Dorothy. I last played that record back in 2010. That's right, on the October 3rd show. Victor 21821 was recorded October 26, 1928. Frank tried it three times a few months earlier in Liederkranz Hall before taking a break and nailing it on take six in Victor's Camden, New Jersey studio. We started our tribute to Jimmy McHugh with Duke Ellington and his orchestra with a little Harlem Mania. That February 18, 1929 recording was appropriately issued in Victor's Hot Dance series, as catalog number V-38045. He's heard regularly on the show and has had several birthday segments, but the last one was back in 2010. So, last week, July 10th, marked the birth in 1889 in Indianapolis, Indiana, of Noble Sissel. After graduating from Central High School in Cleveland, he toured for 2 years with the Thomas Jubilee Singers, and then enrolled at Butler College in Indianapolis, but left after 2 years to pursue a career in music. He teamed up with James Reese Europe in 1916 until Europe's death in 1919. He first worked with UB Blake in 1915, and they co-wrote the show's Chocolate Dandies and Shuffle Along, which featured the song I'm Just Wild About Harry. Sissel recorded more than 30 vocals in the 20s, accompanied on many of them by Blake, but the two of them split up in 1928. Sissel toured Europe often and led bands into the 1960s, often billed as Noble Sissel and his Sizzling Syncopators. He was a disc jockey on WMGM in 1960, ran his own publishing company, owned Noble's, a Greenwich Village nightclub, and performed at President Dwight Eisenhower's inauguration. Noble Sissel retired to Florida in 1973, where he died in Tampa on December 17, 1975. Here are three from Noble Sissel.
Life is a search for happiness, and some of us look all in vain. You want to find your happiness and fill my heart with pain. Who knows, but maybe you were right. Life is a search for happiness, and some of us look all in vain. You want to find your happiness and fill my heart with pain. Who knows, but maybe you were right. But I'm still wondering tonight, are you happy without me near? Are you smiling to hide a tear? Oh, how often I've wondered whether you have forgotten me altogether. Are there moments when you regret that you broke your vow? Tell me truly, old pal of mine, are you really happy now? Tell me, darling, are you really happy without me near? And when you smile, are you smiling just to hide a tear? And oh, how often I wonder whether you have forgotten me altogether. And dear, are there ever moments when you regret that you broke your vow? Tell me truly, old pal of mine, are you really happy? Everyone loves to recall sweet our dreams, for it seems they are the sweetest of all, never gone, they live on. Sweetheart memories, moonlight memories, the first kiss, the first night we met, lingers with me yet. How can I forget? Although you and I had to say goodbye, I still treasure my sweetheart memories. Thank you. sweetheart memories, moonlight memories, the first kiss, the first night we met, why it lingers with me yet. How can I forget, although you and I had to say goodbye, I still treasure my sweetheart memory. Our melodies and minor keys were first originated under the Dixie moon. Those melodies and minor keys were first incubated under the Dixie moon. There's a rhythm swinging with them that makes life seem nearer under the Dixie moon. Swinging with them in that rhythm makes paradise seem nearer under the Dixie moon. God bless the Dixie moonlight. Your bright beams glowing keep the world with joy all-knowing. Dixie moonlight, God made the night for you, to every soul with sorrow pining. You show a silver lining, keep shining, Dixie moonlight. East to and Sammy, next to them, Mammy, love the dear old Dixie
Dixie Moon, written by Cecil and Blake for the Chocolate Dandies, recorded by Cecil and Blake on October 22, 1924, with both credited on the label of Victor 19494. They had recorded three takes on March 7th without success, but got it right on the final, take 6. Before that, Sweetheart Memories, with Rube Bloom playing Joe Burke's tune, with Cecil singing the Benny Davis lyrics on OK40917, recorded September 6, 1927. And we started the set with Jack Yellen and Milton Eggers' Are You Happy? Accompanying Cecil on that August 17, 1927 recording on OK40882 were Rube Bloom on piano and Andy Sanella on guitar. I'm Glenn Robison on microphone, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. We've had more than one segment based on bywords, that is, a mild oath or exclamation used in place of profanity. As a child living in Texas, my wife would get her mouth washed out with lye soap for using expressions such as dag-nabbit, ding-dang-it, or even the single syllable gosh. Anyway, doggone it, here's a set of rapidly rotating records with the byword doggone.
Yodelay, yodelay. I took my girl to the depot, put her on the northbound train. I held her hand, I held it long and strong, never to hold again. The tears streamed down my cold, pale cheeks, she didn't even bat an eye. It was a blue, blue day for me, I mean, when Corrine said goodbye. That took my gal away from here. She left me blue, left me lonesome too. My heart will be hard to cheer. Maybe someday she'll catch a southbound train and come back to me again. Oodley, oodley. Brakeman says we're long gone. As the train pulled out, she dropped a note saying, so long, Papa, so long. Says I'm going north where men are men, then I'll be satisfied. It was a blue, blue day for me, I mean, when Corrine said goodbye. Doggone that train that took Corrine away from here. She left me blue, left me lonesome too. My heart will be hard to cheer. Maybe someday she'll catch a southbound train and come back to me again. Oodley, oodley.
Doggy, I had a doggone dog, was all the world to me. Just a plain old dog, without a pedigree. He can't do no fancy tricks, or jump no big high fence. He's as good as you'd expect to buy for 15 cents. That dog, that dog, that doggone dog, the doggone dog of mine. All that doggone dog can do is eat and sleep and whine.
I bobbed his tail to some extent just to make him look intelligent.
Dog, dog, doggone dog, the doggone dog of mine.
He's got a head like a rabbit and a shape like a hound,
and he eats anything he finds laying on the ground.
Dog, dog, dog on dog, the dog on dog of mine. See no dog till you see the one we got.
Sometimes we don't know whether he's a dog or not. The dog catchers picked him up the other day, threw him in the pen.
Yeah, but they just took one good look at him and threw him out again.
That doggone dog, the doggone dog of mine. All that doggone dog can do is eat and sleep and whine.
He's wild about his vegetables, from sweet potatoes down to pumpkins.
Yeah, but the thing that this dog likes the best is the fricasseed chicken with the dumplings.
Dog, dog, doggone dog, the doggone dog of mine.
The Boswell Sisters, accompanied by the Dorsey Brothers with Doggone I've Done It, written by Dave Franklin. That's from Brunswick 78, number 6335, recorded June 17, 1932. Before the three Boswells, Connie, Martha, and Vet, were the Three Keys. Pianist George Tennell, better known as Bon Bon, Slim Furness on guitar, and bassist Bob Pease, with That Doggone Dog of Mine, written by Porter Granger. That's also a Brunswick recording, number 6522, made January 9, 1933. We started the set with Jimmy Davis and his composition, Doggone That Train. Prentice Dumas played guitar on that May 20, 1930 recording, made in Memphis, Tennessee, issued on Victor V-40286. This very day, July 14th, marks the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of Theodore Lewis Kohler, better known as Ted Kohler. While in his teens, the family moved to Newark, New Jersey, and he worked as a photo engraver, but was able to go from that to playing piano in silent movie theaters. From there, he worked as a song plugger and wrote material for vaudeville singers. In Chicago, he produced nightclub shows for Rudolph Valentino, Ruth Etting, and Sophie Tucker. In 1927, he moved back to New York, and in 1929 met Harold Arlen, with whom he contributed to a number of Broadway musicals and worked on several revues at the Cotton Club. In the early 30s, Kohler and Arlen signed contracts with Warner Brothers and moved to Hollywood, where they worked on several film musicals. Ted Kohler retired from songwriting in the late 40s. He suffered a stroke in the early 1960s, which paralyzed his right side, and he died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973, but not before being inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Ted Kohler wrote lyrics for such memorable songs as Stormy Weather, Get Happy, and Animal Crackers in My Soup, but here are some less well-known works from the pen of Ted Kohler.
Thank you.
it goes again. What a haunting refrain. It's the waltz of love. Melody divine, every heart beats in rhyme to the waltz of love. Like a golden memory, it lingers in your heart. It just seems to say, I love you. Sweethearts love to dance while they dream of romance to the waltz of love.
Ted Koehler is best known as a lyricist, but does have a few composer credits to his name. We heard two early ones, starting the set with In a Tent, written with Joe Lyons and Frank Majean. That was the Benson Orchestra of Chicago under the direction of Don Bester, June 13, 1923, on Victor 19103. And we just heard My Sweetie's Sweeter Than That, a Koehler, Leo Murphy, and Ted Fiorito collaboration. That was Isham Jones and his orchestra on Brunswick 2548, made October 10, 1923. In between was the Waltz of Love. No, not the 1924 Waltz of Love, written by Marion Campbell, but 1927's The Waltz of Love, composed by Joe Vergis. The Ted Koehler lyrics were sung there by Hal White, with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders on Victor 21391, recorded in Chicago on December 6, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.